Your love laps the away.
That's all we needed was the clap.
That's
the only part anyone cares about.
R.I.P. Chandler Bing.
R.I.P. Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry, Chandler Bing. Boom.
Katy Perry's great uncle.
Is it real?
No.
That's a weird fact, but all right.
Yeah, I was like,
we're pretty close in age. That's a great uncle. Like, I don't know how lineage works. So R.I.P. Maddie P. Dude, because heard he
drowned in his hot tub.
In his hot tub.
So I didn't know the COD. Until you guys just told me that. That's crazy.
Well, they're apparently doing further exams.
I had to drop the news Saturday. Like, I went into P, you know, we're over at Ed and Chelsea's house and having some beers. And time to go pee. So, like, I get on my phone, scroll through Facebook a little bit, and I saw, like, an RIP Matthew Perry thing. I'm like, I do this every time. I go, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
And then I Google it.
And it's real. But
there's times where, it's been like, because I think it only gives you their age if they're dead. Like that's how, like, the old Google/Wikipedia would work, where otherwise they're making you do math and shit.
Right.
But, saw that. It was like, reported died, and then, I don't even think I clicked on any articles. I was like, just scroll through enough headlines and be like, damn. Like, came outside, was like, all right, guys. Like, wait for a commercial break on the Vols/Red Wings game.
Yeah, we were watching.
Or maybe I waited until the games were over. Or it was just like, all right, dude, fucking Matt Perry died. I'm like, what? Mm. I was like, I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to be funny. Like, yeah. Right. Yep. And I think Ed or someone looked up there like, drowning his hot tub. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I hardly ever text Lauren, but I text her. I was like, your boy Chandler Bean died.
Said like that. Drunk. How'd she respond?
She did. she fucking loved Friends so much. I just was never a fan. But, obviously I know about the show. I was more of a Seinfeld guy.
That's fair.
But, I mean.
You could coexist. You could watch both even. You know, but
right.
Yeah. I didn't. I've never. Like, my parents used to watch both. So I watched and enjoyed both. But, like, I was never like, you've not seen Friends? Like, I'm not, I'm not a diehard Friends fan, but it was a good enough show, especially for its time.
Like a nostalgia for it, because I used to watch it with my mom growing up.
Yeah, my folks would watch it. Like,
I'll still cut it on the max every now and then, like, if I'm laying down.
I haven't gave it any type of rewatch or anything, and I wonder if, but I just hear people be like, kind of like, it's like,
you understand?
You haven't watched The Office? It's so funny. Some people are like, I've watched it and it's not funny. I'm like, you're fucking stupid. No, it's like, okay, he's not your type of humor.
So, like, Chandler will really crack you up. Like, because obviously I was so young, I didn't understand a lot of his jokes. And watching it as an adult, you're like, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get away with those jokes nowadays.
That's what I learned about. watching certain shows with my parents, like, when they're laughing, I'm like, what is this? And we just kind of do a brain Google of, like, what do I think this is? And then that's, turned into what I want it to be. But, I don't know. It was...
That one did make me sad, though.
I was just like, damn. Like, not trying to bring the party down.
Because he even had some good movies, too. Like, what's the one with Bruce Willis?
Whole 9 Yards.
Whole 9 Yards, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it was good.
Whole 10 Mile or something.
The whole 10 Mile.
I think they did a sequel.
Or you said the whole 10 Mile. Like, I don't know, 8 Mile. Somehow those.
Then there's the.
I'm sorry.
Is the second one Whole 10 Yards or is it?
It's something else.
Because I remember we always say in the Whole 9 Yards as a kid. And I remember the first time I heard someone say something about the Whole 10 Mile, and me and Mima, what the hell are you talking about? She's like, that's the same. We're like, the Whole 9 Yards is, but not. But then, like, when they came out with the sequel to the movie, I was like, I guess that's pretty sure it was.
What's the one he did with the old Zac Efron's where Zac Efron is his, like, teenage? Oh,
17 again.
17 again, yeah.
They did do the Whole 10 Yards.
The Whole 10 Yards, okay. I knew there was a sequel to it.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe that girl said Whole 10 Yards, and I am, and we said it's 9 Yards.
Another underrated movie is his with
Fool's Rushin.
With Chris Farley, where they're sailing across or trying to beat Christopher Columbus across America or to America.
Oh, Wagons East.
Never seen
that. Is that what it's called?
Instead of Wagons West, Wagons East. they go the wrong way.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that's when they're like Lewis and Clark. Yeah. Okay, I have seen that one. I mean, I was.
Oh yeah, it's. I think I'm pretty sure that was Farley's last movie.
You know, 5 years or maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
But
Almost Heroes. That's it.
No, it's not even that.
That was it. That was the movie.
No, that's not. That's not what it's called.
That's him and Matthew Perry.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is called.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. There is a movie called Wagons East, but it's got two like low rent comics in it, and it's horrible.
Like Belushi.
No, Belushi was killed. I know. That's one of my favorite comedians.
I knew that would trigger John a little bit. I was like, see if he's paying attention. No, I'm just kidding.
But yes, Almost. I'm sorry, Tom. You are correct. But yeah, that was a good movie. I think that was Farley's last movie.
Yeah,
actually.
It was.
Yeah. You might have said that already.
Did you guys see the memes come up?
That's how I found out about it.
Whoa.
Like, it was the fountain one. It's like, if only he did that now.
Friends.
Or something like that.
Friends theme song foretold, and it was like, damn.
Yeah.
It's him spitting water up in the fountain, or in the theme song.
Mm.
And they're like saying,
ooh, foreshadowing.
Yeah, like, that was his last, you know. And then someone was like, Schwimmer. Not Schwimmer.
Yeah, so that I think that was the first one I seen.
David Schwimmer, and then it was him drowning.
Yeah.
In a hot tub.
In a hot tub.
There was another one, but I don't remember what it was. But they were all disgusting, and I don't appreciate people sharing them.
Wink, wink.
Hey, what the hell? The wink's only for the viewers, not the listeners.
Yeah.
God bless it. Well, during all that, John and I did make a trip up to Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
For Sweet Evie's 5th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way up, we saw 5.5 deer.
5.5?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One has gotten freshly hit. Like, we didn't see it get hit, but it was still in the middle of the road, and the blood was like, we're like, oh, man, that was.
Oh, dang.
Could have been literally within like 10, I'd say 20 minutes.
Yeah. The light shimmered off of it. From the moon.
I was like, you could see like all the blood shit. What is that? Like, and then you get a little bit closer, like, oh, shit.
It was fresh.
Yeah.
You know. But I'm assuming, that's what I was assuming. It probably was longer than 30 minutes ago, I guess, because unless a semi hit it, because there was no cars pulled over. So as far as we know, no humans were hurt during that interaction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A deer was hurt.
Yes.
But that's when we saw 5. But we saw plenty of other dead deer. So the number's probably like 8. Because we saw like other half deers, you know.
Yeah.
But we did see 4 live ones. So that was nice. We saw 5 live ones. I lied. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you show him, was it Lake Erie?
It was so dark.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
This motherfucker, whenever I went up there,
and I couldn't tell you where it was at. Like, I'd have to look, you know, like,
we're, you know, on the interstate. We're almost to Toledo at this point, and there's, you know, obviously a bunch of cornfields where you're going through, and there's a little fucking pond on the fucking right. He's like, that's Lake Erie. Like, didn't miss a beat. Like, just.
I don't think
it is.
No, it's not. Like, I was like, oh. He just kept driving. It's like, but yeah. Good trip. Yeah, we did a night drive up there, so we got up there like 2 a.m., which caught a little bit of traffic, a little bit of shenanigans with the truck driver.
Yeah.
Old Candy Cane.
So what I was going to say, yes.
You got CB radio in your car?
I was going to say.
He wishes we did, because this guy was fucking with us outside of, like.
Yeah, so I was going to bring up the same shit. And I was going to preface it with, so by the way, happy Halloween, guys. So since we're on spooky season tonight.
Spooky movie.
Yeah. Let's talk about the joyride me and Dave had to Toledo with Candy Cane.
Some truck driver, big 18-wheeler, was like, cruising. And it's like, all right, obviously he's got an empty trailer. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So like at one point, like, he's behind me, and we're both going, whatever. Over the speed limit, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Well, then a car kind of gets over a little bit ahead, so, like, I, you know, immediately put on my blinker, look to my left, no cars, come, you know, and I get over. He gets over at the same time, and as we're, like, passing this car, like, honks his horn at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, dog. And I thought this is how close he was riding me. I thought it was, like a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I get over after I pass, I get back to the right lane, and a fucking semi rolls by me. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you need to slow your ass down.
This is like,
I need to slow my ass down, and I'm in a Civic. like a small, handleable car, you know. Like,
and tell you, this is like 20 minutes after the first interaction. So we're like, holy shit, this motherfucker, he's following us or keeping a fucking eye
on us? Like,
this?
that was like the first, it was like after that, like, he goes off and speeds off. Like, oh, man, that was, what the fuck? Like, 2 minutes later, it's like, all right, car's like, all right, I'm going over in the left lane. There's the truck. Didn't even realize it at first. And all of a sudden, like, once I'm in the middle lane, getting ready to get back over the, or once I'm in the far left lane, getting ready to get back over the middle lane, this truck comes, like, switching lanes behind me. Once I'm in the middle, then to the left. Fucking darts it. It's like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Yeah.
He would speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down, speed up, yeah, you know, get, like.
And he'd get back over into the right lane, far right lane, and just be chill. Oh. And there was a few times where I was like, all right, John, check this out. I was, you know, like driving, like, all right, get over in left lane. I was like, he's going to get over. Put on my blinker, get over. Not even half a second later, his blinker's on, he's over. I'm like, I'm scared to pass him right now.
Yeah.
So he's in the middle lane, I'm in the left lane. I'm just kind of speeding up, he's speeding up, and I just get behind him like, if this is where you want me to be, for some reason.
He was like driving right in the middle of the road. He's like, I want you to be in the lane I want you to be in, you know.
I did skip a part. You were right, John. The original interaction was the, like, I got over, he got over behind me. So then that was the first construction zone we get into. So he's like fucking with us on the way to the construction zone. And so badly that he almost rear ends another fucking semi truck, and he as like he's speeding, I'm like speeding, get over, like, oh, there's cop lights up there, this and that, like, get behind him. I think he might have been in the right lane for a second.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm getting ready to, like, you know, put my foot on the gas a little bit, and also he puts his blinker on, you know, let off the gas. He gets over, and he's getting ready to go over in the far left lane that's ending.
Yeah.
And.
He almost hit this fucking trooper. Yeah. it would have been like, he would have been dead.
So he sees that, he gets back over, hits his brake because the truck in front of him is slowing down. He gets back over, like, kind of like, you know, do the, you go back and forth, that'll slow you down quicker.
Yeah.
But, he gets behind, back around the truck, and me and John are just like, all right, buddy. Like, you know, yeah. Here we are. What are you going to do? And then, yeah, as soon as we got out, like, they opened up the three lanes. I think I just fucking darted by him. I don't know if we saw him after that traffic jam, but.
No, we saw him again.
Well, we think we might have, but.
I think I saw him
again. So we made a stop later on. So I'll let John tell this.
So the very last interaction, we finally passed a guy. He's got, like, his, what's the thing called? Not the cockpit. I mean, it's a fucking semi. The cab. That was where I was looking for him.
Oh, so yeah, when we do pass him, John gets a look at him.
Yeah, and I'm like, I mouth with a finger, like, fuck you, douchebag, like that.
He did mouth it because he didn't say it out loud. He wasn't trying to impress nobody.
Nah.
I was just trying to let that guy know.
Let him know, you know, hey, you ain't candy cane, dude. Stop trying to be candy cane.
Please.
Then, maybe another hour goes by. We're like, hey, you need to stop for gas, you know, maybe a burger. So we stop at the Loves first and, you know, get our business done, like, there. So we'll then
get gas.
Yeah. So then we got a Mickey D's and a Wendy's. We're like, but I mean, at this point, it's probably like 11, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because even the Wendy's we eventually went to, they're like, we don't have no grilled chicken. We're about to close in 10 minutes.
It might have been 10:50.
Yeah.
You know, like, literally.
So I shit you not, Tommy. Of course, we checked the Mickey D's first. There's a fucking trucker walking across the parking lot, and he gives us the...
So I'm pulling into the parking lot. I see him walking, so I wave him out. I'm like, you go for it. And he goes, waves his hands like grandioso or whatever the fuck you say, like, after you, monsieur.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the truck driver at all. But I was like, the McDonald's is closed. And I think he can tell that. We pulled in and I was like, I don't think it's open. Let's go see if the drive-thru lights are on because, inside's probably closed at the very least. But to my left, our left, is a guy digging through the garbage can.
Mm.
So now we got this trucker getting up out of his truck, being like, get the fuck out of the parking lot, my sirs, to go talk to this. I don't know if it was a lady or a dude. I thought it was a dude picking through the garbage can, but I didn't really look at either. I didn't want to hit the trucker. And I was like, if this place is closed, I'll be frustrated.
It was a DD, though. It was a dumpster diver.
It was a garbage diver, but I was just like a lot lizard, you know? It's like, like, oh, should we have actually parked? Like, what are you talking to this person for? What, you know? Whether it's guy or girl, like, what do you need to do with this individual digging through McDonald's garbage?
Yeah.
I'll say they're close too. Not that sick, no.
Right. So
what if I started digging with them? John's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I
gotta have a quarter pounder.
I don't like one of these.
So when I did spot him, cab lights on. Fucking bald, overweight, shitty chin hair guy. That was a guy. That's exactly what the guy looked like. I swear to God. That was like in the McDonald's parking lot waiting on us. I think it was the same dude.
It's not impossible. And but John believes in Tara Hart, that guy that's fucking with us on the road.
Yeah. And he gave us the whole sign, like the go-ahead sign.
After
like,
you, sir.
That sign. After you, sir. Yeah. That piece of shit.
But.
That was him.
It was a good time up in Toledo. Went to a pumpkin patch.
It's pretty cool. Right.
Solid choice.
They had chickens there, so Ed and Chell's dog used to have chickens, but they're. A bitch-ass neighbor made them get rid of their chickens. Angel, I don't approve of that. It's like, they're literally not bothering anybody. We eat their eggs. We, you know, it's fun. It's not a whole goddamn farm, you know.
I got some goddamn chickens.
They're not getting out. That's not, you know. Anyways, so no more chickens. But Artie and fucking Evie are like, we fucking love chickens, dog. Like, they're fucking cool.
They miss them.
And so, like, can we see the chickens? And he's like, yeah. And, like, Artie fucking runs up and, like,
He flexes on the chicken, literally.
On the other side of the fence. But we're like, hey. Like, hey, we're going over here, guys. Like, all right, sweet. Like, oh. Quick detour to the chickens. And, literally bends down, like, like, just got the sack.
He does the whole Kogan pose. Just, I swear to God.
Does it, and then keeps it moving with us. And I was like, that's the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen.
The most aggressive 3-year-old
With
roar.
Kids, sometimes it's like, you just really have to have the video camera going all the time. It's like, you don't believe how fucking hilarious this person is. And no one's telling him to do this shit. It's not like, he's just like,
coming up with it.
He's like, I'm going to flex on a chicken.
Let's go ride the tractor.
Through the corn maze. But, yeah, that was a cool place.
So he was the hype man.
Yeah.
Dude, he's just a hype man. Like, you know, he ain't nobody's backup, I'll tell you that. He ain't the hype man. He's just hype.
He the lead. He ain't the supporting. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, even this, I guess this is hype man-esque. But, like, you know, we bring out Evelyn's cake, her actual birthday was on the Friday we were there. And so we bring out a little cake for that. You know, we're going to cut cake on her birthday. And, you know, Artie said, oh, let me see it. Like, Evelyn, you got a rainbow cake? Dude.
That's what little Art said.
I was like, where did this guy come from? Like,
hey, you got a rainbow cake? Dude. Yeah. And it was just.
He's such a fucking bro. I love it.
Delivery was perfect. I'm like, that just came out of Art's mouth.
Yeah, and him just being like, buddy.
Buddy.
We're playing with don't use hockey ball. We're using real puck. And then all of a sudden his dad's like, hey, are you supposed to be using real puck with your mini sticks? It's going to break. And then I'm not replacing it. He's like, I know. Like, so, I said 3 times, let's use the hockey ball. We're playing outside, not on ice. Like, the ball is way better. Buddy, he's a hockey purist. He's like, oh, if we're playing ball hockey, whatever. But like, he's like, let's get the puck out.
My favorite part, one of the favorite parts of the weekend was me and Ed are in the garage playing. Not me and Ed. Me and Red are in the garage playing, you know, some hockey. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just trying to keep up with him, sort of thing. But at one point, I'm like, Art. He goes, it's not Art, it's Arthur. And I'm like, ooh. And I'm like,
he's never said this to anybody ever before.
Yeah, and this is the funny part, which we're going to get to. But
like, even Ed Chell, you know, it's like, hey, he's going by Arthur now. If you call him Art, he might not respond or give you some business. Yep. This is, you know.
To nobody else but me.
Brand new. John tells me this. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So hey, Art. He's like, what?
Yeah.
Do you want to play some hockey? He's like,
Yeah, they tested it on him.
But it was just, yeah, dude. Where did you get the goal from?
I was like, dude, can I call you Red? He goes, yes.
He goes, all my pals call me Red. But my friends, you'll never know.
No, call me Arthur.
What my friends call me? Well, he hit me with so they have a friend, Ed and Shell's, one of their friends is named Dave.
Yep.
Not the craziest thing in the world, but he's Mr. Dave. And so, like, Arthur knows I'm Uncle Dave, Uncle David. I've noticed that normally the women go with David, like Mel, even though we like David, my mom, but like Ed being like, Uncle Dave, you know. So, like, Arthur does know me as Uncle Dave. I think I told you guys, I don't know if I ever said it on air, but, like, when I was at Grand Canyon with them, like, I had to stay home from one of the, it might have been the Sedona trip.
Sedona.
But, little Arthur, maybe 1.5 years old or something like that, just over one, like, Uncle David, hockey with me. And it was like, like, I had no voice on this trip and everything. It was like,
yeah.
Chelsea, will you take over Mario? I'm going to go play hockey with my buddy.
Yeah, right.
And, but yeah, it was a great time. But, so yeah, now he's like talking to me, but he kept calling me Mr. David. I go, like, Uncle David. And he would go, Uncle David. So then I was like, Mr. Uncle David. Like, maybe that'll help him.
Mr. Uncle David.
Instead of adding, like, you know, like, hey, this is Mr. David's Uncle David. It's like, Mr. Uncle David, Mr. David. And if you call him Mr. Uncle Dave or whatever, you're like, I don't think he'll be upset. He'll be like, all right. We're both a good time. We're both good guys, you know?
Like, I think by the end of the weekend, I think I pretty much sold them all, other than Catherine. Like, Art is my new favorite. Yeah, little kid in history, because he's great, man.
He's a lovely individual. I swear, I was like, dude, he's the alpha male that doesn't know he's alpha male, and that's what makes him
that. Alpha male.
You know, like anyone's like, I'm alpha male. I'm like, are you though? Have you met my nephew? You suck compared to him.
Yeah.
And honestly, he probably knows more than you. I'm not even just It's not even biased. It's like, I think he could probably teach you a thing or two about you know, personality, confidence. Hey, love his parents. Downright good guy. And we love Evelyn, too. It was an amazing birthday party. First one, we didn't do it at their place. They got some kitchen renovation going on. Sorry, not trying to get too personal.
No,
it was a great fucking week. Oh, almost forgot. Because I'm glad you brought up the Art story. Because that cracked me up when he's like, don't call me Art. Like, what?
It's Arthur.
Like, we had 5 different people test him and call him Art, and he didn't say nothing.
It's just me.
He was just like, I'm the captain of the team. It's my hockey team, all right? Respect me. But, so, Saturday night, we had some beers and whatnot. Well, John Irish goodbye to us. We had a little fire going on.
Like, Saturday night.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I said Saturday night.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. No, I wasn't cracking you. I just didn't hear you say Saturday night the first time.
We'll hear him play back. But, so we had the Wings game going, the Vols game going. We get it. John cares about the Vols. That's fine. You know? I think even after both games, like, wait until after both games, you know, had a couple drinks, but did one of those. That it wasn't like, hey guys, I love you, thank you for having me, oh my god. He was just like, I'm gonna go to bed.
They got the good goodbye or good night the night before.
I guess some would say it was no Ted good night. And if we got time, maybe in the second half I'll even tell you guys about that funny story. But
yeah,
John Irish goodbye to Sad's house.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
Oh, you laughing like he's making this fake story. It's like, no, he did.
But I did get punished in the airport.
It wasn't the worst thing in the world. Like, people are like, is John come back? I'm like, how long's it been? Where's the cigarettes? No, he's not coming. Like,
yeah. Where's his personal belongings?
That's kind of what my thing is.
Yeah, like, you know, well, I do the same thing with you guys, too.
Yeah, that's so fair.
It's like, he's coming back.
But, yeah, you know, it was just like, oh, yeah, he probably hit that. Like, he had fun day, you know, to sum it up. But, so we're all chilling inside. I was like, got a little chilly. We're like, all right, we're not going to do the fire no more. So Toronto side. I don't even know if we were watching more games or playing video games, but they got like a... You've been to the new place.
Yeah.
So you know how the upstairs like kind of overlooks the living room?
Mm.
Well, like, I guess Sean made his way to the bathroom from Arthur's room. And then on his way back, like, Ed was like, I can see you, John. Because I guess it looked like John was trying to be sneaky. And all of a sudden, you just hear... John tripped over some toys.
My ankle was still hurting this morning.
Dude, I was like, did he just fall? It's like, I think so. I was like, it was funny as fuck.
It's like some type of a movie.
I couldn't tell. Like, I like felt bad. I was like, I don't want John to hear me laughing. I don't want to get mad. But it's like, I think after like I was done laughing, smoking a cigarette, went upstairs. Like, he was already back asleep.
So the next day.
So funny. I'm just like, I can see you, John.
Yeah. So the next day. Obviously, I didn't even know I did this. You know, before
he spooked you. So
they just, well, they give me the story the next morning, like what I did. And I'm like, oh, okay. Irish goodbye, and then
turn the light on a possum.
It goes, like, yeah. But Ed tells his dad, you know, he's like, so what are you doing, John? He said it in a way that would surprise me and startle me. It's like, no.
I don't know if it was what are you doing, John West, or I want to say it was I can see John West.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I've seen John scrounging through the night before at the old place. And it is funny, Dora's just like, they're really trying to be sneaky sometimes. And it's like, John, we have eyes. He's like, huh! He literally backstepped to his bedroom one time, did a spin, and went, like, what the fuck is going on? But I can see John West, like, what you up to, John? Like, John West, like,
so I failed. He fucked me up. But, I mean, the next morning, they're telling me the story, right? And I ask Ed, I'm like, you did that on purpose, didn't you? You knew what was going to happen. And he goes, yeah.
I think he was hoping it would happen. When it did, he's like, yes.
Or I might have asked him, I was like, were you, like, hoping I would fall? And he goes, yeah.
And like, that's why I was like, kind of above my head in the chair, man. I'm like, did he fall? I laughed for 45 minutes straight. All right. After that laughter, I need to take a break. All right, so we have a wild video we're going to watch. There's not audio, but it's for the hockey fans out there, you already know about it. Matt Petgrave wildly swings his leg, in my opinion. They're calling it a freak accident. Doesn't look like an accident to me, but it's Adam Johnson that he hits in the throat. And I guess RIP number two. Because he passed away, but we're going to kind of watch the video and talk about it out loud. And it's a, looks like a regular 2-on-2 play. All right. And then the guy in the orange, that's Petgrave right there. Acts like he's going to hit the one teammate, and he swings his, does a replay? I don't even know.
He super kicked
it. Watch, yeah. So, yeah, he swings his leg up. Like, it's like, oh, your guy hit me and my leg went up. Like, he hit me. No.
Yeah.
He brought his leg up. Because in the real play, it almost looks like, oh, he kind of got hit and fell weird. Like, called a freak accident. But y'all have access to replays and shit. And he threw his leg up.
Yeah.
I've heard since he's been arrested. I don't know if that's true.
I know the police are investigating it.
Which, I mean, John, do you want to read the tweet that's how this was shared with me?
Yeah,
and because this guy kind of gives his opinion, and this was the first time I saw this was this afternoon.
Yeah,
you know, Cody sent it to me and I responded back. Yeah,
all right,
from the top.
Yes, sir. So this is at Ank Anesthetics. Content warning: graphic video. Of course, prefacing the video.
Y'all just saw it.
Yeah, right. But the guy that tweeted this, he goes, I apologize for taking a break from my normal content, but this incident needs exposure. I've played hockey my whole life. I've never seen anything remotely close to this sick and gruesome. The attacker, Matt Pettigrew. Hope I said his last name right.
Hope I said it right too.
Yeah, player in the red. Purposely super kicks. I put super in there. The victim, Adam Johnson, the player in the white, with his skate directly in the throat. Adam unfortunately died from his injuries. At this point, Pettigrew has not been arrested, has not yet to face any consequences. Meanwhile, the disgusting mainstream press is calling this a freak accident in quotes. I can assure you there is no possible way this was an accident. Your body doesn't move like this on the ice. This was an attempted sidekick, superkick, to the throat that resulted in a man's death. Please share if you are able. There it is.
Yeah, that's one of the wildest things I've ever seen in hockey.
It was like he tried to kill him, I think.
I mean, it's hard to say. I don't know what the intentions would be. To be like, oh, I was just trying to kick him in the chest. Like, I mean, yeah, it has to be. No, I was trying to cut his throat with my skate.
He could be mentally ill, too, and be like, hey, this is, let's just see if this works.
It just blows my mind. Because, I mean, the one guy who passed, I believe, I mean, the picture they showed was him in a Penguins jersey. So it's like, oh, he at least played in the show for a little bit. The other guy, I don't know if he did or not. His name, Pettigrew, is actually, does kind of sound familiar. I don't know if he's got cousins, common name, whatever. But maybe he even played in the show. But it was just like, the level they're playing at, that's not going to happen. Players' necks have accidentally, this is actual accidental incidents, been cut.
Yeah.
Throats, back and necks, what, you know. But this, nothing like this. No one kicking, super kick, side kick, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I was just, because when, like I said, the first video I saw it was in full speed, so it was like, oh, it looks like, you know, took a hit kind of weird, like maybe he went to go behind the guy and they clipped shoulders and
it threw his leg.
He was already getting ready to spin, but then it was like, oh wait, no, his left leg gets the guy. Like if it was a spin thing, like, oh, I was trying to spin out of this and I still got hit, crazy. It would have been like right leg most likely that accidentally get the guy. But it was like he kind of went in, left leg out, and just
yeah. So this thing was this week. Pretty much.
I don't know if it was last night. Yeah. You know,
that's nuts.
I just got the sent to me. I guess I'd have to look at whenever the day it was sent. But but that's what it was like. Him being like, yeah, this guy's not even in jail. Like after, or even, you know, it's like
not even being now investigated.
Police are, which you know, I think is a good thing. But yeah,
I don't know. I think there might be a little bit more of that one. You know. He might have been trying to pull this his whole life. I mean, they base it on, like, his skating style, which is unorthodox.
You can't know. I don't think that's what's going to happen, is that they're going to base it like, well, he's been doing, he was the figure skater when he was younger, so he had a fucking flashback.
Yeah.
Junior Olympics 2016. Oh, my God. He thought he was going to win gold. He accidentally kicked the guy in the throat.
He thought he was going to beat Iceland. He didn't.
28th. The 28th.
So, yeah, three days ago. I don't know. I do have another happy video that I guess I probably should try to send beforehand. But it has to do with skating. That was my transition. I didn't know how much time we were going to spend on that, to be honest with you. So the part of me was like, yeah, I need to come up with another video that I enjoyed. And I'm sure you guys have seen it. The guy who's singing the national anthem, and then he skates over the red carpet that's on the ice. Could you even try to look that up? I don't know if I have it saved in the right spot. No, I'm going to send it to you, all right?
That sounds good to me, man.
Because there's no way I can play it while we record.
Nope. Never again.
But have you guys not heard about this?
As far as the description I've heard so far, which Tommy, I believe, is going to be our...
And I can't even remember if the national anthem's O Canada or USA. On Instagram, yes.
Oh, on Instagram.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the guy was... I'm pretty sure they had this dude on Tosh.0. The video. That's what I was like. You guys might have seen it, probably seen it, but... Sorry. After going through that throat slasher video, like, the, there's so much blood that's across that ice. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I should try to bring bring it up with a good ice skating video.
There you go. Yin and the yang, man. You got to balance it out.
That is what came about there.
Oh, word.
Ooh, you don't miss a syllable, dude.
He's singing okay, but he doesn't know how to ice skate.
I like it. Well, no, he can ice skate fine.
But just caught that fucking red
carpet. I'm pretty sure it was like, I don't know if it was when he first got there. Like, Kurt wasn't like, because I'm pretty sure they had a montage point all, but it was like, oh, I mean, this light beaming down on me, like I'm skating around.
It's like a web redemption.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's one of those. And, yeah, but it's just like, oh, dang it! Like, you know, that's one of those things you always want to see live. You know, like, just a mistake happened.
Oh yeah.
So you remember what was it, Xena? Like, what was it, like Barbarian Witch or some shit?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it was her that sang the national anthem in the mid-90s for the Wings, like a guest appearance. And like when she put her arms up, like her top came down. Like it was on air, you know? Like I didn't get to see, I don't know if we were at hockey practice. Like some, I want to say some people I knew saw it, like teammates or whatever. It's like maybe we stopped to get dinner afterwards. So it's like, oh, we didn't start watching the game in the second period. But
yeah,
it was like before the Janet titty popping. And it was a true wardrobe malfunction. Like one of the Red Wings. I don't know if it was like Sergey or one of them. I was like, hey, your top kind of came down, you know, like, you got some titties showing. But I don't know. I love a good
nip slip.
Well, I was going to say national anthem mistake.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, a good nip slip's always fine, too.
Yeah.
As long as it's not your relative.
Right.
Tommy.
We ain't trying to see Kaylee or Jackie West titty anytime soon.
Right.
I know we heard.
He might be. That's why he didn't go. But no. A good national anthem fuck up. I don't know.
No.
It's fun for me. That was mine. Like,
you know, it was a little fun for me this morning. And we're still in the Halloween spirit, you know, spooky season. Certain female that lives in a close proximity to me sat in her car and did not move for, I shit you not, 30 minutes.
This morning?
This morning.
Okay. Yeah.
So I noticed her.
Was that spooky to you?
It was spooky. It was like a monster thing.
Was she talking to anybody?
Nope.
She didn't move?
Nope. It was literally, it was like, was a blow up doll. Like,
are you sure it wasn't a blow up doll?
Oh, I'm sure. I double checked.
You opened the door and you were like, you're real. And then went about your business.
Yeah, sort of thing. But, dude, another ghost story by John West. It really happened this morning. I swear, I shit you
not. I mean, when I was getting ready to leave for the grocery store, she was sitting in her car. I could hear her talking to somebody.
But this was like statue. Just, and she had a really like mad, sad slash, you know, thing look on her face.
Some stuff going on in her life, you know. I mean, it's.
I can see that.
But this was your spooky story. Was she was just sitting in her car, like.
Well, it's like one of those that could happen in real life. She just snaps, kills her body.
But you've never sat in your car like, I fucking hate my life, dude. Why am I going inside?
I'm not a statue right though. I'm making movements.
Are you doing? You're shadow boxing.
I'm shadow boxing. You know, it's like I ain't gonna stay still no more. Sort of thing.
I don't know. My spooky, oh shit, I forgot to make the spooky video at work. You just reminded me. So they had this skeleton like display with like what the fuck am I thinking of? Calling the kettle, I don't know.
Yeah, calling
a witch, the kettle. Is it a witch's kettle? I don't know. I thought they called it something
else. It is a kettle.
There's a pot, I don't know, but with like fake bubbles in it. And I meant to, for the whole month of October pretty much, I was going to, you know, act like, oh, you guys got to come see this spill a customer made. And I was going to come upon this spooky display and go, oh, and then stop, you know. That was going to be my funny video of October. And I got too busy at work. I never got around to making it. And now I feel bad because it'll probably be gone tomorrow.
Yep.
if it's there in the morning, that might be the first thing I do at work before I clock in.
Yep. That's the present right there. Dude.
But, wait, there was another spooky story I had, I swear. Mm. But it wasn't about people sitting in cars.
Yeah.
Thinking about their life.
That creeped me out.
Sounds like I didn't ever think about my life.
I thought that person snapped, dude. I never think about my life.
Oh. Old Dads on Netflix.
Mmm.
I checked it out.
How'd it go?
It's fucking good. I think you guys really like it. It's so. Bill Burr, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure. But no, it is funny, but it's for me, here's my experience. It was like, I fucking get Bill Burr's point of it, where it's just like, why are you being an asshole? I was 2 minutes late.
Yeah.
You know? People are like, why are you talking to that person like that? Like, why are they talking to me like that?
He's one of those guys. He's saying what everybody's thinking.
And that's kind of the character, for the movie, for sure. It was like, you know, had a kid late in life. You know, the world's fucking changing this. But, it's wholesome. You know, if you got a BBG out there, I think she'd enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got the evil Dave Chappelle guy. I can't remember his name. Well, y'all should look up the cast real quick. I want to say his name, but...
You said evil Chappelle guy?
Yeah, people always joke that just look up the cast of Old Dads. And he's the guy that looks like... I think you'll be able to figure out of the three guys, it's not Bill Burr, which of the other two looks like evil Dave Chappelle.
Is what the internet. I know who you're talking about, but I don't know his name.
I don't know his name, and I don't know.
He's been in a bunch of shit.
Oh, yeah. He's a great actor. Anything I've ever seen him in, he was in fucking Ray.
Bokeem Woodbine.
Woodbine.
That guy, yeah.
Great actor. Great in the fucking movie. But, yeah, it's one of those, like, guys our age, Tommy, you're kind of getting there. You're kind of getting out of touch with us. No, I mean, like, along with us. You're still, like, using words like fleek and stuff, and we're like, I don't think the kids are saying that no more. We don't know. You're becoming an old dad, even though we're not dads. But it's just, if you watch the movie, you're like, no, I get this point. I get this. But you get the growth picture of it, I guess.
There's certain chemicals with Grandpa that he emits, pheromones. Yeah. I think Tommy's taking all the grandpa particles into his body.
Okay, and doing what with them?
And that's why he's so worried about everything.
Oh, because he's grandpaing out?
He's grandpaing out.
Are you worried about everything?
No.
What?
I don't know. What were y'all just talking about?
Old dads.
Yeah, being old dad.
And, you know, Tommy's almost to the age to be an old dad, even though we're not dads.
Yeah.
You would like the movie, guys, I think. Sorry I brought it up.
I think I caught bits of it whenever I'd like come out to smoke when you were watching it.
You did. You caught bits of that and Nate on
SNL. On SNL, yeah.
SNL. Christopher Walken, he announced Foo Fighters. Pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
It was a good fucking episode of SNL. Don't sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
Quick break. What was y'all favorite costume to dress up in growing up? Or favorite costume of all time, either one.
Man, hands down, no matter what he did, the ladies, Karl Malone from the Utah Jazz.
Karl Malone, that was your favorite Halloween costume?
Well, I did that 2 years. Well, actually, my favorite was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Who's Karl Malone? I don't think I know what his face is.
Mailman?
Is he a white guy?
You remember Soul Plane? The movie? Yes,
I haven't seen that. No. I'm sure if you show him, I'm like, oh, okay, no.
He was in it. He was.
We've talked about him before on the cast because as soon as you said the mailman, I'm like, oh yeah. But I can't picture what he looks like.
But yeah.
He liked his underage girls. Let's put it that way.
Wait.
I went really dark.
So this wasn't a real costume.
No, it was a real costume.
Oh shit! Yeah.
So
did you do blackface?
No, just jersey shorts.
Okay.
Right.
Solid choice.
But you didn't know he was...
But I did have my head shaved. That's when I started to shave the head.
Nice.
So then all of a sudden, you know, no big deal. Steve Austin comes along, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, WWE. So then I go bald head, shitty, or actually reverse Hitler, a little bit of chin hair. That so was my goatee.
You're growing out your own facial hair for this.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm like, at that point, I was 14.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had the reverse
Hitler. On the facial hair.
I had the reverse Hitler, I had a little bit of chin hair, so that was my goatee.
You didn't draw nothing in?
Nope. I just went with it, baby.
I love it.
And... But I mean, I already had the cut off jeans. I had five different Stone Cold Steve Austin shirts. Yeah, dude, I got some shears. Take out the thick shit. Rest of the way to the skin. Better.
Yeah, you bicked it.
Yep.
Oh shit! So, I've never done that with my hair.
So here's the thing. After Halloween was over, it wasn't for me. I started just using that look for like a year.
Wait.
Cut off jeans, black boots.
Really?
I swear to God.
You're 14?
I was Stone Cold Steve Austin in my school.
Are you being for real though?
No, I swear to fucking God to both you guys on all my kids.
Freshman year.
Or it might have been 13, but it would have been 98. Yeah, 13.
All my kid, first of all.
Yep. No, I'm telling you, I did this.
How many kids do you get?
Well, I got the son, I got the grandbaby. Yeah.
But your kid, okay. I was like, if you got multiple kids, you said, on all my kids.
I mean, I can only claim.
That's fair. Yeah. You can't claim either one of them on taxes anymore. So
but I swear to you guys, I just rotated five different Stone Cold Steve Austin shirts with cut off jeans and black boots.
Freshman high school.
Well, I was 13, so I might have been in eighth grade.
Okay. Well, all right. That makes it a little bit better in my head. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Say, if you were that in high school, people still talk about you to this day.
I mean, we would talk about it in high, but it's like, it was eighth grade. Like, Gloria shaved her head, and she wasn't even going through a transition. And she was just like, I'm going to. So it's like, eighth grade, you'd be like, do you remember John did a high school is like a full year? Because that's almost like, dude, you damn near slipped into a different identity.
I did
for 4 years.
I did. You
know what I'm saying? For like,
yeah,
like, dude, everyone loves this. How'd you get out of it?
Well, I mean, it had been. I think it was eighth grade because I did the whole transition from middle school to high school. Everybody forgot about it.
They were like, wrestling's gay now.
Well, it wasn't gay. It was still, like, booming. But, I mean, I don't know. That's just wild to me.
The look.
I'm like Stone Cold Steve Austin every day. And I'm shaving my head, the skin and shit, growing my shitty-ass facial hair.
I need to see some pictures.
I would give anything to have pictures. I even had...
How do you have no pictures?
I even had black...
For a year?
I had black Doc Martens. At school, I did. I swear to God.
You shaved your head for a year only at school?
No.
I know, Blue. That's what I'm saying.
No, not at school. Like, I just kept it down.
For a whole year, you kept it shaved down. There's no pictures.
Right.
No, that's not.
Well, I mean, I'm 13. Yeah. We don't have digital cameras and shit then.
No, you didn't have
Polaroids.
People were taking pictures back
in. The disposables.
At least digitals. Disposables. There's going to be a picture of you.
The funniest thing ever whose wedding was it? Montana. Or no, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There is one picture of me. I'm at church camp. A wasp stings me on my ear. So it makes me look like half Mr. Spock from motherfucking Star Trek. Hey, I shit you not, Tom. This happened too. Right in the middle of a sermon. Fucking wasp. I'm allergic as fuck to all those fucking things. Stings me on the ear, blows up like that, but I had a bald head. So that's the only picture I can think of where I got a bald head rocking.
I just, like, even when I was 12, 13, like, there's multiple pictures of me throughout the year. Like, my hairstyle is probably mostly the same. Like, sixth grade, I think, was a big change when I went from, like, my bowl cut to, like, combing it forward and making the bangs a wave. big thing in the late 90s, early 2000. Plenty of pictures of the bowl cut, plenty of pictures of, I shaved my head throughout the years. Plenty of pictures of that. Not even cell phone pictures, but it's just like...
Mm-hmm.
If you shaved your head for a whole fucking year,
my freshman year, I had a slick head. If I can find the yearbook, I'll show you.
What's that supposed to mean, slickhead?
Like, skin bicked.
You bicked it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys, what pamphlets were you picking up in junior high?
Me and my buddy.
Or there's three Ks on this home ec one.
Mm. So me and my buddy did it originally. We did just the top to there's do no the old man look as a, like, just to be stupid. And we went to Alcoa's pool, like the public pool. So after that, I was like, well, yeah, we kind of got to shave the rest of it now or else we're going to look really fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But yeah, my freshman year, like I said, I'll find the yearbook and show you. I'm fucking
I've never bicked a head. I can't remember. My brother, he was on some teams that went to states, and so they would do some stuff with their hair. Like junior high wasn't even that crazy because it was like Eminem era. So it was like they all dyed their hair blonde, I think, except one kid. But there were, I think
it was like younger, a big thing back then, like bleach blonde.
People didn't know I had brown hair, I guess, till freshman year of high school. When I moved to Gladwin, I did seventh grade and graduated, but seventh, eighth grade, my hair was always dyed blonde. But sometimes the bottom wasn't because, one, that wasn't a crazy look in 2001, and also we didn't have, we're like, oh, we forgot to get, we got bleach for Barb and Melissa. We forgot to get you guys some too, which is what it is. Like, oh yeah. But when freshman year, I stopped dyeing my hair. And people were like, why'd you dye your hair brown? I was like, I didn't dye my
hair. This is
look
the natural.
Look at my eyebrows. Like, I'm clearly like not a blonde haired kid, you know. I get a nice tan in the summer, but you know. But, oh shit, what was that? Dropping right before that. Oh, dude, the hair, dude. Like the bick in the hair.
Yeah.
So, like, I think Ed's team, maybe, like in early junior high, late elementary, I'm pretty sure they all did that. They did the egghead.
You know, Ed went full Stone Cold, too.
Well, dude, Ed was that in his early 20s. Like, you know, he was like, I'm going to go bald, so I might as well just shave it all off now and bick it.
Goatee.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful head of hair.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I said, why do you think you were going bald, man? This is crazy. Like,
yeah.
You look so good.
Well, I mean, you know.
But yeah, he stood in one of the weddings of his friends, you know. I don't know if it was high school or college, but the other gifts were bobbleheads created of you. And so Ed was, you know, I think either about done with med school or just got done with med school. So he's got his bald head, his little goatee. And doctor's coat with a stethoscope, but and look, when we saw this, and like Ed's got his, oh, this is creepy as hell. But now it's funny to look back on. Yeah. Like, yeah, you got a wonderful head of hair.
Yeah.
You're still a doctor.
Yeah.
But popcorn, Tommy.
Popcorn.
Tommy.
Pop. What do you mean, popcorn, Tommy?
You tell the story now.
What about my bald head?
Yeah.
There wasn't much to it.
Why'd you do it?
Man, like I said, we initially just did the top part and we went to the pool.
To make you look like an old man.
Yeah. Just to be funny. Well, and after that, like, you gotta fucking shave the rest of it because.
Or.
Rock the old man
keep
look.
It for do a come over for a few months. That can be funny too.
Which, I mean, back then, I kept my head, like, buzz cut because I cut my own hair. Like, I had clippers. I just fucking, you know, take it off. So it wasn't, like, crazy, you know.
Yeah, your head bald, man. I don't think I've had a couple people tell me, like, you know, you got a good bald head. Every time I shave my head, though, I don't know. I didn't mind, like a weekend, you're like, all right, yeah, this is a good look.
Yeah.
It's like Justin Timberlake and Alpha Dogs. Cry me a river.
Cry me a river.
But yeah, I don't know. Like I've only done the shave the top part like maybe one time, like at a party where like I was shaving my head. I'm like, let's do this for a minute. Let's get some razor pictures.
Yeah,
I was an Android, so now we have the razor. So back then we're like, this is so crazy. Now we're like, what are we looking at?
Well, this has been a pretty spooky episode for Halloween.
I'm scared.
Dude, I'm petrified seeing either one of y'all with no hair.
Dude, so
I'm so used to it.
I'm on the fence. Should I grow it out? Or should I go back to Handsome Dave?
Spend the GQ day.
I've been contemplating cutting mine.
You promised me you're going to cut it in November. You said you're going to be Shawn Michaels for Halloween.
And I didn't do it. I gotta keep it till next Halloween now.
I got a wig, by the way.
You gotta get a bald spot. You're gonna be Shawn Michaels, dude.
I'm gonna be prime Shawn Michaels.
Oh, old school. I'm sorry.
We're gonna shave a hole on the crown of
your head. Do it all over again.
John Cena. You meet John Cena or Shawn Michaels?
Go from this to fucking bicked.
John Cena has a full fledged, like, all his other shit's like teased up, but he's got just a pit. Tommy, I know you've seen
Does
John
he
Cena.
Oh, yeah. Crew cut style, but it's like gelled crew cut style or no?
He used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had a ball pit?
Yeah. In the very back. So.
Little children play there in that ball pit?
Yeah, it's like a sand pit.
Instead of a bald pit.
A ball pit. Yeah, yeah, there you go. I like that. It was clever. I liked it, though.
Jesus. I don't think I could ever bick my head. I don't know.
You just, the worst part is like, you got to take care of it, like, because it's like,
no, I'll bake it once and then just live in agony for till something comes out. Like, it's still too sharp a hair. You got to wait for it to go out for like a month before you're like, all right, there's that fuzzy state. That's fun to play with, you know?
So one of the times I did do it, it was painful. So fucking painful.
You touching your head?
Yes.
Oh, like sleep on your pillow, even? Yeah.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, razor burning shit.
Yep.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it's on top of terrible. It, it was during summer, like, football camp.
It's probably even kind of before you really started shaving. So, you know, like, this razor burns cut, it was like, oh.
I got a double dose of it. It was all over the top of my cranium. So I'm like, dude.
Yeah. Not a good time.
God's telling me I'm not a monk.
God's telling me, grow out that long, lush, not long, but grow out that
talk thick. Talk to people.
Yeah.
That, grow out your hair.
Yeah. But grow out that thick, you know, crew cut.
I wish you would grow out your hair. I fucking wish you would one time.
I did once.
No, you didn't. You showed me pictures. No, you didn't. You've never grown out your hair.
Yeah. I think you and my mom made fun of me when I tried to show you.
Is my hair long? I can see your ears, bro. What are you talking about? Your hair
I had
long.
Like a little baby mullet.
It wasn't even that.
It wasn't even that. It could have been a rat tail.
It was like, we got a picture of him in between haircuts, but we couldn't get a picture of him while he's baking it. That's crazy. It's the longest my hair has ever been.
I was, though. I swear to God, guys.
No, but you should grow your hair.
But the beginning thing... Oh, well, hold on. I'll ask you that off mic. But next time we are in Portland, you know...
For shizzle?
I'm going to show you some baldy John.
I want your mother to take pictures of that and text it to us. Mm-hmm. Like, by the weekend, if you don't mind.
We need to see some fucking Stone Cold.
We're gonna, Stone Cold John.
We're
going
to be talking about this next week. You think nobody wants to hear us see these pictures that exist? All right?
I swear to God, guys.
I'll give her tonight off because it's Halloween. We're going to be hitting up Jackie West being like, hey, I know you got some photo albums. So, and I might even create a Facebook group just for discussion smoking. So we can finally share a video like, hey, this is the video we watched today. Hey, these are the pictures we're talking about from high school, you know. I think that could be fun.
Like John Blunt County bracelet, you know. Well, it would make a music video. Yeah.
The one where we had all, you know, or both of ours in there. Like,
Of course, the background music's,
I got five on it. Grab your boys. Let's get geek. All right. Shave your heads, listeners. Except you, Ed.
Yeah.
I might go to a mustache tomorrow. I haven't decided. So we'll end it.
Yep. Love you guys.
Do you guys think I should go to a mustache?
Yeah, I think so.
Give it a shot.
Right. I've seen you in a mustache before.
Why don't you, Tommy? I've told you to do the mustache gig for a minute.
You can do a mustache, Tommy.
It is like my best one. That
yours would look better, way better than I'm telling you. Like, I see this dude that drops up me with a mustache.
I like a little bit of chin, man. I like it. What if you go mustache?
Mustache, soul patch. Long soul patch, short chin.
Deal? And
seriously.
I'm not doing a soul patch.
Well, like no, that. not just a soul patch, down to your chin.
Well, this is only...
You have a soul patch that's just connected to your chin hair.
Yeah.
My soul patch barely grows in. You got to do just the stash, though. I promise you, you do the stash, keep it trim, keep it slim.
Well, think about this, dude. I know you don't want to get rid of the long hair, but if you do go... Obviously, I'm, you know, y'all's boys, I love high and tights for you
do
guys.
Do a ball. Part your hair down the middle, do a ball. Yep. If you cut your hair.
But if you do cut your hair and go like old school, like just a stash goes with that. Actually, you look like fucking that dude from
what do you mean old school?
Top Gun.
Like part his hair or like a side.
Well, I'm just saying like
combing it forward with the.
Well, when we first met him, like he never had long hair like this. Oh, that's why I'm like old school.
He
like,
wore a hat the first 2 years I knew him, so I don't know what his hair looked like.
But I mean, you have like years. A high and tight. Like I've seen.
I didn't.
You didn't have a high and tight.
I always rock. I mean, it was in Where's a way. I get a skin fade and then leave an inch and a half on top.
Yeah, he had some.
It was short.
Yeah.
I mean, I
just comb it over.
You see how the hair takes over on its own? People are like, grow your hair, Dave. I'm like, I like having my own personality. Y'all just love me for my hair. And it hurts. Now we don't remember what you used to look like.
All I'm saying is if you do go, you're trying to cut the hair.
Yeah.
But you told me the other day, is like, I might be trying to cut the hair.
Yeah.
Keep the hair.
I keep going back and forth on it.
Keep the, even if you keep the hair, I swear to God, we got to do mustache.
Well, what I'm
if
saying.
If I do mustache, will you do mustache?
Fuck, I'll do mustache with both of y'all.
Dude, fuck you, Tom Selleck. Obviously, you will do mustache.
Fucking Magnum P.I. Like,
you know.
Yeah, you're going to look great. You son of
probably
a gun,
not. No, dude. No. My fucking fat.
You'll do mustache.
Faces.
You'll do
my
dude. It's on.
Dude. Hey, we gotta do mustache for
Movember.
Yes,
mustache.
Male prostate, right? Isn't that Movember?
What if we all go to Portland for Thanksgiving? When's your Thanksgiving, by the way?
Hey,
we always do it on Thanksgiving.
But like, what time? Oh, well, it's probably shit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna invite you anyways, on Thanksgiving.
Mustaches, you down?
I don't know.
Well, what I was thinking is...
Who's John's got the most to lose here, as far as good fish I've grown in. This has been my identity for a little bit. Not the beard, but, like, people... When I trimmed it from, like, a thicker-ish beard with Rue to when I was like, yeah, I kind of like it, you know, more shadowy or whatever. People were like, I don't know if I like that. I'm like... Fucking deal with it, because it's how I like it. You know?
Yeah, that's how it fucking matters.
Like, I don't care what it looks like. This feels all right. I mean, I got something done, but I'm still lazy enough. I didn't shave it all off, but I've been thinking about doing the stash
for but like Tommy,
a hot minute, dude.
But Tommy, again, what I was trying to say was if you do go like short on the side, a little bit longer on the top, mustache would go perfect with that.
Look like a cop.
I think a mustache would go perfect with what you got now. Could look better if you think you look like a cop. Maybe, maybe not. Who cares? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you worried about people?
No.
Like, he's a fucking cat. Like, you're going to be at, you know, Food City. You get some ice cream. Someone's like, a fucking cop. You're like, oh, I'm not really a cop. I just have a mustache.
I'll do mustache for you guys. Even though my whole fat ass face cheeks are going to be hanging out now.
They're going to drop down so much.
Oh, my God.
The beard's been holding it up. It's been doing little braids.
It's literally my face mask. It, like, it's trying to take care of my face.
Like, wow, you look 32. And then as soon as he shaves his face.
Yeah.
Like, oh!
Like, yeah.
Where'd that come from?
I'm the one that has the most risk in this thing. And I'm going to do it.
He does have the best beard of all of us. Let's be honest.
Thank you.
For sure.
I mean, thank you for having
me. Well, it's like you got the best slap shot. Tommy's got the best drive.
Yes. If I worked on my drive, I'd fucking own him on that. Give him something else.
I don't know about all that.
What about Putt-Putt?
If I golf,
you got the best putt putt.
Putt putt. I don't know. That's a poor man's luck. I love putt putt. I'd probably lose though.
Yeah.
But he might lose to you.
Never know. We went 1-1 the other day on NCAA football. 50-50.
Well, we'll get after it. My favorite costume that I wore the most was between my Ninja Turtles and my hockey player outfit.
Which turtle were you? That's my only question.
As a stoner kid, I was Michelangelo.
Fuck yeah. That's one I would have guessed.
I love Raphael. Because my favorite color is red. Yep. And my favorite color is red. But like Mikey, like, yeah, I was obviously Michelangelo vibe. With a bit of a Leonardo in me, but I was like, I can't rep the colors.
Right.
I don't deserve to be the leader. I was 8. You know,
I would have guessed like Raphael for you, second place book, just because he's red. Yeah. And he's angry and
he's sarcastic. He's always down to fight. That's
yeah, like he's thing, like the fucking comedic relief on top of it. He's like everything in that show now. Think about it. He's a dude, fucking drunk.
He's on us. Yeah, name is Splinter. The hell name is that?
Where's the fucking pizza?
Cowabunga pizza, Little Caesars. It's fresh.
No, but I did like Michelangelo's attitude on life. You know.
Hang ten.
I probably was a little bit of each.
A mix.
In my costumes growing up. By the way, I'd have to get pictures from my mom. Yeah. She'd be like, hey, Barb, because I was a turtle more than once. Ghostbuster probably 2-3 times. Ooh. Hockey player, I don't know.
I was a Ghostbuster a few times.
I was always the black one. No, I'm kidding.
You're always Winston. Hey, Winston.
I was too. I didn't even ask to be. You can't hold this against me. My parents did this.
I did.
There was only 4 noms.
I did white and red Power Ranger. Did Sting once.
Mm-hmm.
Had my sister do my face paint, and then got a black wig to
wear,
and the little black trench coat, you know.
What was your favorite one?
Probably Power Ranger. I was a fucking Power
Ranger. Which Ranger were you?
Tommy. Because I was white the first time.
And then a green?
I did red, because he was red in one too.
Red Ranger was a fucking freak.
It was later on.
Well, I don't know.
They've done so many different fucking Power Rangers.
Tommy originally...
He was the Green Ranger.
It was green. Yeah. And white.
White, yeah.
So
and he green, was bad in the green.
I was Red
green
Ranger. Was
anytime, yeah, he was bad in the green.
Me and Jimmy Paris were playing fucking Power Rangers.
Giving the Rangers the work.
I was like, dude, I don't care who's the lead of the group. I'm the Red Ranger.
He's beating the fuck out of all 5 of them. Simultaneously.
But in our
no play patrol. I'm sorry.
In our Power Ranger world, I was the leader. So even though the Red Ranger wasn't the leader, I was like,
yeah.
Fufu, Roberto.
Randy.
You guys don't know how to believe the Power Ranger. Jeremy.
Randy the Red Ranger.
It was Jeremy. No.
Oh, my bad.
No, I don't know the names of the characters. I'm talking about my friends who. They're like, how are you the Red Ranger and the leader? I'm like, it's my house.
I do what I want.
I know where everything is.
Well, even like Sunny in Philadelphia, the end of that episode was like, you're the brains, you're the brawn, you're the wild card, right? So I was really good friends with these guys, a couple twins. They loved the fucking. It's always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yeah. Right? And so, like, you know, Derek's the brawn, Eric is the brains, and then I'm the wild card. So I got called, like, wild card for the rest of my life. Like, even today, it's like either W.C. or it's wild card.
Have I not brought this up on here? Like, I don't think I did. So when Rue was here, I was like, we are the gang. Like, obviously, she's Sweet D.
Yeah.
Like.
Fuck yeah.
Tommy was Charlie, for sure. I would say either I'm Dennis, you're Mac.
You're probably Dennis.
I think, but there was also but it was always like you're always Charlie. Like, I don't know why. And I mean that in the sweetest
way. It's not a bad thing at all. Like, fucking Charlie's my favorite Charlie character in the fucking series.
Like one of the original creators, but like I don't know. I wanted to bring that up on the cast for so long, and then Rue left, and I said, well, I guess we don't really have a need to bring that up now. But yeah.
I'm so glad.
And she was kind of sweet. He was like, all right, you tall bird.
Oh, God.
All right. Is that a good
Oh, I fucking loved it.